There's a whole nother lecture series that I'm actually a little bit more involved in, and that I'm giving one of the lectures. And these are, so normally this time of year, for about 8 years now, Project Discovery, which is a nonprofit, originally tied into the Salt Lake Center for Science Education, a charter school up in Salt Lake County, but now actually having worked with Carbon County High School, Carbon High School, for the last year or two, this is a group, Project Discovery, that's really interested in tying archaeology into and experiences like that into high school and even middle school educations. And so they've done a number of things where they come out in the summer and these high school students meet professional archaeologists working for the BLM or the museum or for private companies. And we go out and help them re-record rock art and other archaeological sites. And then they come back out in the fall, generally in September, and generally around Labor Day. And we have what's called the Nine Mile Canyon Site Stewardship Day, where effectively they have about anywhere from 8 to maybe 12 sites up and down the canyon with the flags out in front of them and a high school interpreter and then a professional archaeologist there with them. And we encourage visitors to come out and ask the high school students questions. And if they get flummoxed, we're there to help them. But really, it's about getting the high school students comfortable with presenting information to all sorts of people. And there's a great sort of festival at the Nine Mile Ranch. There's all sorts of activity booths and even a dinner. And it's not just Project Discovery. It actually involves also what's called the Nine Mile Canyon Coalition. And the Nine Mile Canyon Settlers Association have become involved in the last handful of years. Unfortunately, this year, it was through an abundance of caution, it was decided to cancel that event. So we're not actually doing it. It was actually scheduled for September 19th, but it's not actually happening. And so there's a position at the State History Office called the Public Archaeologist. Elizabeth Hora fills that role. And she reached out to a Project Discovery and said, well, let's do something online. And so every week from October 7th through, I want to say November, it's a 6-week series. Wednesdays at noon, there's going to be a short lecture about Nine Mile Canyon, or one of them's on Range Creek. A couple of the other ones are more broadly about how to flint knap, how to make stone tools like arrowheads and projectile points. And so those are going to be shorter sort of lunchtime lectures. So a way to maybe do a brown bag lunch and have a little educational and informational session during your lunch. And I'm going to be giving one on October 14th. Specifically about another project in Nine Mile Canyon that involves the BLM and Montgomery Archaeology and some other groups, Arizona State University, the museum, obviously, and the Colorado Plateau Archaeological Alliance, where we've been excavating a site called Cottonwood Village, a structure there, a pit structure, a pit house out there using student groups from Carbon High, from the American Leadership Academy, from the Salt Lake Center for Science Education, and from Nebo Hills, from multiple schools across the state have come down and participated, as well as some other volunteer groups. And they're doing the excavation, being supervised by professional archaeologists from Montgomery Archaeology Consultants, a firm out of Moab. And that's been going on for about 4 years, although we weren't out last year or this year. And so I'm going to be reviewing what we've done, exposing students to science, and really using something like archaeology or other field sciences. It could be botany, wildlife sciences, to really encourage kids to recognize that they can be scientists too, right? A lot of times when you don't have role models who are scientists in your life, science can be pretty intimidating. It's a lab coat and expensive equipment and safety goggles and microscopes. But not all science is that. Science is about observing natural phenomena and making testable explanations of it. And so it's been really fun working with these students to in the field and then in the lab with these artifacts as they organize them and label them and identify them, to really see them grow in their own sort of, not just their scientific knowledge, but their confidence. And that's one thing that you see from these types of experiential learning, is that not everybody's great in the classroom. And a lot of people who maybe don't do well on standardized tests or don't do well writing essays sometimes feel a little intellectually stymied in a regular school setting. And this type of experiential program can really help kids recognize that they are smart. You know, we all have the potential to be smart in lots of different ways, and that they could perhaps go on and be a scientist, not necessarily an archaeologist or a wildlife biologist, but really any sort of scientist, or even a, you know, a lab tech at the hospital or something like that. And so it's really about encouraging kids to help explore the scientific method as a way to build self-confidence in themselves. And now I'm going to be talking a little bit about that on October 14th at noon, through, again, through Facebook.
So keep an eye on the Facebook page for that one.
Absolutely.
As well. All right, you've got a new team member. We're going to try and get him in here in just a couple of weeks. Dr. Josh Lively, correct?
That is correct, Dr. Josh Lively. He's joined us as the curator of paleontology, so that's a study of ancient life. Really, we tend to think of dinosaurs, but really it's any ancient life. And he actually did his master's degree at, well, I guess you back up, he's from Alabama. He did his undergraduate degree at Auburn University, War Eagle and all that jazz, if you're into college football. Then he did a master's degree under Randall Ermus, who's the curator of paleontology and chief curator at the Natural History Museum of Utah, associated with the University of Utah. Then he went down to Texas, University of Texas, Austin. I went to Texas A&M, so we might have to have a little in-museum rivalry there, and did his PhD there. And he's been an assistant professor up at the University of Illinois Springfield for the last year or so before he took this position here. He started remotely and will be here in a couple of weeks. And he actually had a really interesting story that I'll let him tell you about when he gets here. Part of his dissertation was naming a new taxa of mosasaur, which is a type of ancient sea reptile that lived during the same times as the dinosaurs. If it swims or if it flies, it's not a dinosaur. That's the general rule of thumb. And so these things are not dinosaurs, but they are these huge predatory sea reptiles. And he actually described one that was found by an amateur paleontologist in the 80s in Colorado and is housed at BYU. And it's actually, mounts of this are on display both at the BYU Geology and Paleontology Museum, as well as actually at our neighboring museum, John Wesley Powell Museum down in Green River, where they have some dinosaurs and other fossils in the basement. And it's a really big, probably I would say about 30 feet long, ancient sea predator reptile. Can't imagine. We think great white sharks are intimidating to swim with. I can only imagine being in a sea full of these mosasaurs. But I'll let him tell you the rest of that story.
All right. So Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. The museum's open. Go on down and have a good time. And also look out for those. Be on the lookout for those lecture series. It's going to be a lot of fun because we had talked about that before. The fact of, you know, with this, with it all being like online and Zoom, you're not really just kind of handcuffed to people that can be here or that can come down here. You can go wherever now and get great speakers from all over the world, really.
Right, that's right. And so that's one thing I've been sort of leaning on as we prepare this. Again, the focus of this, of Castle Valley Archaeological Society and the Utah Statewide Archaeology Society is Utah archaeology, but it's also a broader appreciation of archaeology. So we were able to get, you know, somebody coming in from southwestern Colorado. We're going to have somebody, Matt Seaton, come in from Illinois, is where he lives now. Or no, Indiana is where he lives now. And those are things we wouldn't normally be able to do if it was in the classroom. And so we're trying to make it a little bit broader and encourage presenters from all over the world. We might even have some people from international places in the spring series.
All right. Sounds great. We'll keep an eye out for that. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.